Jewelry. Seto culture is symbolized by the abundance of silver jewelry as part of a Seto woman's national costume. The jewelry set of a married woman can consist of up to 20 different types of jewelry, mostly silver chains. In a traditional society, jewelry was among the very few things that actually belonged to a woman. Jewelry could be sold, bought, and given away as a gift. In order to buy silver, women went to the woods to collect berries and mushrooms, as they were allowed to keep the money from sales. When a girl was born, she got her first piece of jewellery, a small chain with a cross. Later, necklaces with coins were added. Teenage girls already had multiple silver necklaces. When a girl reached marriageable age, more necklaces were added to the set. The distinctive silver brooch was worn after getting married. The large brooch marked the fertile age of a married woman, and it was worn until the birth of a first grandchild. It was believed that the brooch had a magic meaning. The whole set of jewellery was not worn daily, but only at bigger festivities, which were abundant in Setomaa. The whole set can weigh as much as 6 kilograms. As a woman grew older, she would pass the necklaces on to her children and grandchildren.